I love that gospel story. It's like Jesus was very disappointed that Peter doubted. He really wanted him to walk on the water. He had expectations of Peter that Peter probably didn't have of himself. He's probably very much surprised that when he stepped out of the boat, that the water would hold him. But somehow or another, Christ has great expectations. He can do marvelous things if we're willing to listen to him, to take courage. Don't be afraid of the consequences. He said, I will always be there. If you struggle, you cry out and he will grab us. We kind of forget that. We think it's kind of a nice story that's here for us, which it is. But there's also a very good lesson for us. And the lesson is, you know, Christ has made possible great things for us. Maybe we won't walk on water. Maybe he'll never ask you to do that. But he can ask you to do a lot of other things. And all he says is, I know you can do it. You just need to have courage, trust that I am with you, know that I've called you to do it, and that I've empowered you to accomplish it. We can do great things. I remember years ago, I had a marriage, and had a lot of those, but one of the groomsmen, when he came for the rehearsal, he kind of looked like he didn't fit with the rest of them. He was a tall guy, long hair, big, thick, bushy beard, worn tennis shoes, jeans, and a beat-up tweed jacket. And so he just didn't look like he fit with the rest of the crowd. And so after we finished the rehearsal, which was always a pain, but when we got done with the rehearsal, I just said to him, I said, ask him his name, and he was very willing to talk. A very polished gentleman, actually. Very well educated. I said, well, what do you do? And because I was kind of curious, he looked like a street person. And he said, I'm a lawyer. I said, a good one? But he said, you know, after I went through law school, he worked with some corporation, you know, and it was a big deal. And he said, after about a year and a half of that, he said, I think I'm being asked to do something different. And he said, do you have time to talk to me? So we ended up talking for about an hour. And the thought kept coming to me that there's a lot of people who can't afford a good lawyer. And the consequence is that sometimes they come up with the short end of the stick. And he said, I thought it was my call to do something about that. So he said, I quit this big job I had. I opened up a little storefront office. And he said, I can hardly pay the rent. He said, I live in a very small apartment because I can hardly pay the rent. And he said, so for the last couple of years, I've been dealing with cases of people who could not afford anything. And he said, I went into this because I thought it was a call from God to do something for people who just couldn't do it themselves. And I said, well, how's it going? He said, well, I've been very discouraged. I've been beaten up physically and psychologically. He said, I've had clients that I've devoted endless hours to who lied to me. And I found out that they lied to me, that behind my back they were pulling all kinds of stunts. And he said, I've become very, very discouraged. And he said, I'm at the point right now where I don't know if I can go back to that kind of work. He said, I've been doing it because the Lord, I think, called me to that. And I wanted to do something special to serve the Lord. And so he talked for a long time. And in the course of our conversation, he said, I'm going to take just a little time where I can be alone and think and talk to my God. He said, I need that silence, I need that solitude where I can, where I know God will listen to me and where I can have the quiet that maybe I can hear him. And he said, I have to reaffirm to myself the reason I started this in the first place was because I thought God called me to do this. So here was a young man, had a promising career ahead of him, was willing to sacrifice all that. He was willing to step out of that boat. He was willing to take a risk because he felt God was calling him to that. So anyway, after this long conversation, he said, and after I hear myself discussing this, he said, I know I will go back because somehow I know that I can do some good for the poor people in the area that I'm serving. He said, so I know God will strengthen me so that I can go back and do that. See, I thought about that young man quite often, and I thought today, well, what an appropriate place for that. It's like that stepping out in trust, trusting God. You know, when Peter said, Lord, if it's you, let me come to you. And he said, Jesus said, come. I want you to come. Walk across the water. However it takes to get you here, I want you to come. And that's what Christ does for all of us. If we're willing to take that risk, you know, say a parent who adopts a child that maybe requires a lot of extra effort. A teacher who takes on a class that maybe is not the easiest thing in the world to teach, the group that's to teach. Or it can go on and on and on, all kinds of jobs, medicine that people will reach into fields that they're willing to risk their reputation to do something that is good for mankind. In all kinds of situations. It doesn't have to be anything extravagant. It doesn't have to be anything dramatic. Sometimes it's just the very little ordinary things of life that in a conversation that I might just step out and say, have the courage to say, that's not right. Or in a conversation to say to somebody that you know is doing some wrong things, and you stand up to the person and say, that's not right what you're doing. You're going to destroy yourself. That takes a lot of courage. But maybe that call is coming from Christ and saying, step out. Trust me enough that you can step out and make that correction for that person. Maybe save their life or whatever it may be, that you can help that person to be who God made them to be. But it takes a lot of that courage, guts, to be willing to risk maybe my what this person thinks of me, what my neighbor thinks of me, but if there's something definitely wrong, and I can do that discreetly without embarrassing them or something of that nature, then I need to do it. But it takes courage. And I think in our world today especially, we there's so many things that we keep our mouths shut about. Say things that we know are dishonest. And, well, everybody does it. You know, that's the excuse you always hear. Everybody does it. That doesn't make it right. Or say you know that somebody, say you, one of your college friends is drinking too much. Maybe you need to say, hey, you're really stepping in some risky area here. Let me help you. Let me help you find some help. Or whatever it may be. It can be, like I say, it can be a million different things. But Jesus said, if you're willing to step out and to make that first move when you're called, he said, I will always be with you. But before we know that, we also have to know God, at least a little bit more about God. We have to be willing to talk to him. Jesus always went up on the mountain where he could be alone with the Father. He needed that reassurance. He needed the, whatever it was, the encouragement that the Father gave to him, the strength that he gave to him, the love that he poured out on him, whatever it may be. But he found that when he would go up the mountain and be alone with the Father in silence. We all need a little bit of that, especially in our noisy world today. Nobody ever walks on the street anymore without some kind of plugs in their head. You can almost run them down with a bicycle, and they don't hear you if you're talking to them, because they're so absorbed in some other noise that they don't enjoy the sound of nature. They don't appreciate the fact of traffic, all kinds of stuff. But we need some silence where we can be with God. And when we can do that, then maybe we'll find the courage when he says, come, that we can step out. And he assures us time after time, I will never abandon you. When Peter said, I can't do it, he pulled him out. That's what he would do for all of us. But we've got to spend time with him so that we know, allow him to call us, and then to have the courage to do what he asks. And he will ask if you're willing to work with him.